We are taking a look at some of the big matchups for the college football weekend today and talking with Josh Furlong, who covers Utah athletics and he for KSLcom Sports, sports director there. Josh, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. It's a nice rainy day in Salt Lake, but I'm doing well.
Yeah, looking forward to Utah BYU. I guess, Josh, for the folks in the Midwest that don't quite understand, you know, the rivalry, can you sum it up a little bit when it comes to Utah BYU?
Yeah, these two, you know, there's no love lost between them. They fight all year long on you know, the fans do. And, you know, just like a typical rivalry. But it's truly split inside this state. I mean, you have a lot of families that will have a lot of BYU fans and Utah fans. It's neighbors going against neighbors. It's just one of those rivalries where there's no clear divide. Obviously, those closer to Salt Lake, generally speaking, are going to root for Utah, and those closer to Provo are going to root for BYU. But there's no clear divide there. There's fans of both fan bases and or of teams in both areas and everything, and they just. It's just a passionate rivalry that goes deep. And the funny thing is there's a lot of similarities between the two programs. Their coaching staff has coached at both, you know, and so it's just kind of this fun little banter that goes on. But there's a lot of hatred for each other on the field. But off the field, you know, the teams, they're a lot more respectful to each other. But, you know, there's a deep passion to want to win this game, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is called the Holy War. It's the 96th time, a series that dates back to 1896. Truly one of the great rivalries in all of, you know, sports, college football, whatever it is. I mean, when it comes to these two, this is one of the great rivalries. And when you add to that the fact that these two teams are a combined 11-1, just one loss between them, BYU undefeated, 6-0, 3-0 in the Big 12, Utah's 5-1 and 2-1, that just adds even more to it.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the first time these two teams have been ranked since 2009. And so this is, you know, especially when you look at the stats and everything, I mean, these two teams have a lot of similarities. And the fact that they're ranked, the fact that this is now going to have some value inside of a Big 12 title race, you know, those things matter, right? And so I think it's more than just winning your rival and having those bragging rights over your opponent in the state. It's now become something where this game legitimately matters to be able to get to a Big 12 championship game. At least it appears so at this point in the season. And so, you know, there's a lot on the line here. BYU's obviously won two in a row after Utah went 9 straight. And so there's, you know, a desire from the Utah side to end that and try to maybe potentially send Kyle Whittingham out on, you know, a win for his last season, if this is what it is. And, you know, it's going to be an entertaining game, and there's a lot at stake at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When it comes to BYU being 6-0, a couple of, you know, tight escapes on the road, beat Colorado by 3, beat Arizona last week by 6. Also a nice, you know, 14-point win against West Virginia at home there in the Big 12 conference. Otherwise, blowouts there in non-conference play. What makes BYU go? What do we need to know about them?
Yeah, BYU, their biggest strength right now is their defense. I mean, they're one of the best defenses in the country. They're led by defensive coordinator Jay Hill, who, you know, went to Utah. He coached at Utah. I mean, this is a guy that is a phenomenal coach. He knows exactly what to do to be able to get his personnel in the right situations. They play hard for him. They're aggressive. They're physical. They win in the trenches, which is very similar to kind of a Utah coach team as well. And so this BYU team is going to look very good defensively. Offensively, they have a lot of star power with L.J. Martin, who's a phenomenal running back who can really make guys miss, and he can put up some big yards in the run game. You've got some other guys in Parker Kingston, as well as Chase Roberts, who are great in the passing game, or catching game, excuse me. And then Bear Bachmeyer is a freshman quarterback who, you know, is pretty solid, still new-ish, still trying to acclimate to what it is to be a Division I football quarterback. But, I mean, the keynote here is clearly their defense. They've got a phenomenal time being able to do that, and they're going to be a tough out that way. You know, if you want to beat BYU, you have to beat their defense, and that's not an easy task.
Right. Looking at Utah, I mentioned 5-1. Their lone loss was to Texas Tech, which looks to be the class of the Big 12 conference right now, but they bounced back with a blowout win over West Virginia on the road, blowout of Arizona State as well. So obviously playing very, very well coming into this one, Josh.
Yeah, and that game, you know, has a lot of nuances, right? Like Devin Dampier was banged up going into that week, and not to take anything away from Texas Tech because they're a phenomenal team and clearly the class of the conference, and everybody's going to have to be trying to fight to get to them, you know. But this, you know, I think if you're on the Utah side, they look at that as being a close game up until about 8 minutes left in the game, and you know, the score is what it is, and Texas Tech blew them out. But I think Utah feels like they're much closer to what Texas Tech is than not, right? And so you're starting to see a team that's really coming together now that Dampier's healthy. They, you know, they haven't, you know, every game has been won by more than 25 points for Utah. And so they feel like they've got what it takes to be able to do it on the defensive side of the ball. They like what they're doing offensively. And so it's just like this complete effort from this Utah team, and they feel really confident going into this game, knowing that they've got a competent offense to match with its defense, which wasn't the case last year when these two met up. And even though Utah had a lead going into the final, you know, minute of the game, Utah feels much more confident going into this game, but still knowing that this is a rivalry game and it's never going to be predictable. Yeah.
Josh Furlong again covering Utah athletics for KSL.com Sports, also Utah Checkdown podcast. Josh, I guess when it comes to this game, when it comes down to it, you know, all that you've talked about, all that you've mentioned, what are some key aspects on either side when it comes to, you know, who's going to win this game?
Yeah, in this game, it's, you know, it's always relatively close. There's a few years where you get a team that breaks away from that. But for the most part, the team that wins the turnover battle has the highest likelihood of winning this game. You know, that's going to carry in here. Does that mean that, you know, Utah can get to Bear Bachmeier and force him to look like a freshman? If that's the case, Utah's got a better chance. But I also would say that, you know, trench play is going to be a big part of this. Whichever team is able to establish the run or to just really establish their dominance in whatever facet they want to perform, that generally is going to be a good recipe for success in this game. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, when you look at the two teams statistically, they're pretty even. And, you know, you can argue strength of schedule and differences that way. But for the most part, these two teams are pretty even. And so when you've got something like that, you have to have these little things, whether it be, you know, penalties or turnovers or winning in the trenches. Those are the types of things that win this game. So, you know, I'm going to lean on that. Obviously, Devin Dampier or Bear Bachmeier need to have success in their respective games. But I think it's going to come down to trench play and the turnover battle.
Yeah. In this one, Josh, you mentioned it is always a pretty tight game. 7 out of the last 8, 10 out of the last 12, 13 out of the last 16 decided by a single, you know, by single digits. So obviously we may expect that again this week. Josh, if you are into predictions, I don't know if you are or not. If you have one, what is it for this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think Utah looks like the more complete team. They come into this with obviously a great offense and a defense to compare with that. And considering that this game was a lot closer last year and Utah didn't have an offense, kind of shows that Utah can do it. And so I would generally lead towards Utah winning something about 24-21. You know, this is something that probably will still be close. But if anything is predictable about this game, it's that it's unpredictable, right? Yeah. And so you can go into this game, you know, Utah fans can go into this game feeling confident. I know that there's like a 60% win probability for them in this game. They have the spread on their side. That doesn't mean anything in this game, and BYU could absolutely go out and win. So tough environment going into Lavelle Edwards Stadium. That crowd's going to be rocking. It's going to be a great environment. And as much as Utah looks like the favorite here, there's no guarantee by any means.
Yep. Utah at BYU in Provo there on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Big Fox, you mentioned it. Utah is a 3.5-point favorite on the road. Josh Furlong, again, from KSL.com, covering Utah athletics. Josh, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game this week, all right?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.